From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. Three unnamed alleys in Juneau's downtown Flats neighborhood will be getting stop signs. That's following a collision that left a young girl with a broken foot. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
Naomi Davidson lives on West 9th Street in the Flats, an historic neighborhood of early 20th century cottages dating from the city's mining days. Last Saturday, her 9-year-old daughter Isabella was riding her scooter on D Street.
She was, just scootering, and she saw a car coming out of the alley and tried to stop herself, but couldn't stop herself in time. And the car was rolling onto the street, and she body slammed into the car, and the car rolled over her foot.
Davidson was just about a block away at the time.
I was just up the street, and so her little friends come running up to grab me, and I run down and check her out, and her foot's already swollen, and there's a tire tread bruise already developing on her foot, and take her to the emergency room, and she's got a break in there and is off, can't put any weight on it, is on crutches.
There are three unnamed alleyways that intersect with Glacier Avenue and D Street. She's since written to the city.
It was a pretty terrible accident, and I think it really could have been prevented if there was stop sign or if there were mirrors or some signs indicating that there are children present, because the neighborhood has a lot of children, a lot of school-age children.
Ed Foster is in charge of city streets. He agreed the narrow alleyways can be dangerous for pedestrians.
Because there are cars parked alongside those streets, a vehicle coming out of the alley will tend to pass the sidewalk that crosses the alley before they stop. And I think that's what causes the hazard.
The city now plans to erect stop signs in the six places where the alleys intersect paved streets. But Foster says the narrow rights of way are challenging.
There's a lot of fences, garages, all kinds of stuff that are right up to the road. And we don't want to create a clearance issue with a sign, and very easily could. So it may mean that we use a smaller stop sign, something like you would see on a bike trail or something. But at least there would be a sign.
The stop signs would have to be special ordered. It could take a month for them to arrive. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
And the Army says a 22-year-old soldier assigned to an Alaska post has died in Afghanistan. Specialist Gabriel David Condi was killed Monday by enemy small arms fire in Tagub District. And taking a look at weather today, showers likely, mainly after 2 p.m. Tonight, more showers, mainly before 8. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.